Good morning.
Good morning.
And this.
Next time, there's only two people. We'll just keep.
Right. Yeah. Good idea.
What do you mean?
Watch my cable.
I see it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for joining us here today for the service. We were a little worried about this side of the aisle, but you're all here, so we can start worshiping. The announcements are here. Those are the regular announcements that we have. I just mentioned that the lunch fellowship will be this Thursday at Golden Corral at 1 p.m. And the next few Sundays I put there because of my procedure that I have, medical procedure I have to go. Next Sunday I'll be here. Miss Lou will be preaching. My surgery is on the 25th, the Tuesday after that. It's an outpatient, so it should be good. And then the following two Sundays, I cannot preach or sing loud, so I have asked Tim to come and step in for me to preach here, but I don't think he will sing, but you can help him out. And Gary will be here on September 13th. So the next few Sundays, we have different preachers preaching. Thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of our church by your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. God has given us this opportunity here in this community to be His faithful witnesses, to do whatever He wants us to do faithfully. So thanks be to God for this opportunity God has given us. We accept our donations on our website. Please look at it and use that opportunity as well, to donate in various different ways. Those are the announcements that I have to share from my side. Are there any special announcements? Anybody have anything? If not, we'll continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is How Firm a Foundation. It's 529 in the blue book, and it's also on the screen. If you are able, please stand and join the opening.
How firm a foundation ye saints of the Lord is laid for your faith in love's excellent work. For more can be said than to you God has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. Our strength and in health, thee and most need to stand, upheld by my righteous omnipotent mountain hand. When through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of salt shall not overflow. For I will be near thee, thy troubles to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The grave shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to revive. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not
Loving God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us to gather in your name, to worship you together as your children in this church and also online. We thank you for the many blessings that you shower upon us every day, O God. You are the God of grace and mercy, and you continue to give us that every day. In spite of our unfaithfulness, Lord, you have been faithful to us. God of grace, Lord, we marvel at your majesty and power, and we continue to worship and honor your name and lift your name up, O God. Thank you for caring and protecting us from the evil and the dangers that are facing in our lives every day. Above all, we thank you for the grace and redemption you have shown to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, lived among us, suffered and died and rose from the dead so that we can have eternal life. You opened also the way to all race and nation by sending your Holy Spirit to this world. As we continue to celebrate the Pentecost season, help us, Lord, to experience the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can be a power and life to this world through our lives, O God. We thank you again for your presence in our midst, O God. You are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and eternal and ever-living. May the services of word and praise we offer here today bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So our fellowship time now, if you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Talking about what would heaven be like with no doctors and no copay, this one says we'll never grow old. If you can, please stand and join us.
Never.
What?
It's good timing because tomorrow's her birthday.
There you go. Please remain standing for the responsive reading, which comes from Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the
glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. The angel of the Lord encamps those around who fear him, and he delivers them. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing.
The lions may grow old and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing.
Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies.
Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry.
But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, blot out their name from the earth.
The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit.
The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all.
He protects all his mortals, not one of them will go wrong.
Evil will slay the wicked, the foes of the righteous will be condemned.
The Lord will redeem his servants, no one will take refuge in him to be condemned.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayers of praises. We thank God for the blessings that we receive. And also we bring our concerns and blessing, concerns and burdens before God, that he will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. Before we go to the prayer, I wanted to welcome King Cale, who joined us today. His first time here in this church. Welcome, and nice to have you here. The whole family is here today. I have Nancy here, Jean McBrayer, and Linda, Jordan, and Austin, and Anna, and Kincaid here today. So the whole family. You can come back anytime you wish. Thank you for coming. God bless you. We'll bring our prayers of praises first, and we'll thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also raise up the needs and our burdens together as a church, united in faith. We trust in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to his will at his time. But it is our responsibility to bring our concerns to God so he can answer our prayers for our good. The regular prayer requests are at the back of the bulletin. The box is listed there. Please keep this in your regular prayer time, desk, or wherever you try to pray in your bed. And so that you can be reminded of these people and these items that we pray regularly for. Continued recovery and healing for many of our dear ones. Jean McBrayer is here with us, and Grace Ains, and Rich and Lou, and thank you for God's healing hand touching them and giving them the strength in their bodies. And also thank God for the healing and progress with Yolanda's situation. And also, please pray for these people. Still, we need their prayers, especially Carol. Please pray that God will comfort them and give her the peace and comfort she needs during this time. And also pray for Wayne and Mike and Linda, also their family members. Pray for Jerry, and he's also not in good shape, that Wayne had heard from him recently. Please pray for him. Pray for Ronnie Ricky, Sean and Amy Conway, Robin Beard, Pam, and also Robert. Robert Gregorian has undergone hernia surgery this past week, and he's recovering, but he's okay. And also Gene Barrington, he's doing well as well. Please remember these people in your prayers. Pray for Jennifer Berry the families that are listed there grieving at the death of their dear ones, the Hare family and the Johns family. Keep them in our prayers for comfort and peace during this time of grief. And also pray for the people of Venezuela. We need continue the prayers for those people, for the recovery efforts there, and also the relief works that are doing being done. A lot of people are affected by the disaster that happened there. Please remember those people and donate as much as you can during this time that they need help with. Pray for Melissa for her personal situation, and also those who are asking God's guidance in their lives in various ways. Remember our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us on a daily basis. Let us remember them and their families in our prayers, and pray for their safety. Pray for our nation, our president, our leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and make the right decisions that will bring unity and peace to our nation, and also to lead the world with peace and unity during this time. And also pray for world peace, and remember the world leaders also in our prayers, that they will fear God when they make decisions, that their decisions will also bring peace to the world. Let us continue to pray for our church, that God has given us in this community to be a light of Jesus Christ in this corner of the city, that we will do the work God has given us faithfully to do it. And also pray for all the churches and pastors and leaders, in many ways all the churches in this community, and also the world church at large, in many ways missionaries and many others who go to the different parts of the world to witness for the kingdom of God. Let's also remember them, that God will give them the power of the Holy Spirit to continue their work. Those are the prayer requests that I wanted to bring out to you for regular prayers. Anybody have any special prayer requests to call out? Anybody has any special? We wanted to thank God for another wedding anniversary we celebrated yesterday at home. We had a bunch of people and friends come together. Thanks be to God for 42 years of marriage. God has blessed us with so many things, and we are thankful for that. If nobody has any special calls to pray, we'll go to God in prayer with a few moments of silent prayer in the beginning, and then we'll close with that closing prayer at the end. Let us pray. Thank you. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and everyone who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Gracious and merciful God, we come before you as your children. With our prayers of praises and thanksgiving, we come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving, O God. Thank you for the gift of life and all the joys and blessings that you give us every day. Thank you for keeping us safe from the dangers of this evil world that we live here. Even when we have been unfaithful to you, your grace and your presence have been faithful to us, to be with us and keeping us safe. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection, O God. We thank you for the gift of another day that you have given us to come before you to worship together. To get up and see a new day in our life is a gift, O God. We thank you for the gift of family and friends and church and believers and fellowship and many things that we take for granted, Lord. It's all from you and you alone, and we thank you for that. We come before you with our needs and burdens also, O God. We look up to you for our needs because you are our sustainer. You are the great physician who can heal us. Especially thank you for the healing that you have given to many of our dear ones that we have been praying for, and the progress in their health, for Jean McBrayer and Grace and Rich and Lou and Yolanda and many others that we have been praying for. And Jean Barrington, continue to be with them and strengthen them in their body and their spirit and their faith. We also bring up our dear ones who need your healing hand to touch them. Continue to touch them, Lord, and heal them. We especially remember Carol in our prayers and bless her, Lord, as she's in the facility, and pray for those who care for her to be caring and compassionate and loving, and pray for Wayne and the whole family that you will give them peace during this time and the guidance that they need. We pray for Jerry as he's also in a difficult situation with his health condition. Bless him, Lord, and strengthen him in his body and in his faith also, God. Pray for Ronnie, Ricky, and Shane and Sean and Amy Conway, Robin Beard and Pam and Robert. We pray for your healing hand to touch them and strengthen them. We pray for Jennifer Berry also. We pray for those families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones. We pray for the Hare family and the Jones family that you will give them comfort and your presence during this time of grief, Lord, and strengthen them in their faith at this time. We also pray for Melissa, bless her with your guidance in her life. And we pray for the people of Venezuela who are suffering from that disaster. We pray for your grace upon that nation, and also the people who are working with many different ways to recover and relief work that they are doing. Bless them with your grace to do the right work, Lord. Bless them with your peace during this time. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us. Bless them also, O God, and bless their families with your grace and mercy every day. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and to make the right decisions that will affect our lives every day, O God. We pray for the world leaders also, that they will fear God when they make decisions will bring peace in this world. We thank you for this church and this community here, O God, even as a small church, the way that we can reach out and meet the needs of the needy people around us, Lord. Thank you for the love and care that you give us every day to be a beacon of light for Jesus Christ in this world, Lord. Help us to be faithful in using the opportunities that you have given us to serve the people who need us, need you and your presence in their lives, Lord. Bless us, O God, as we worship together today, that your name will be lifted up, that your people will be blessed, that all the singing we do, the prayers and the meditation of the word, we do here, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please. Thank you.
stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We just pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. God of life and spirit, we come before you, your word, that you gave us to experience in our lives as life and spirit, Lord. Open our hearts, O God, to receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls, O God, so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today. Help us to be obedient and humble before your word, so that we can become a source of blessing to others by hearing of your word today. Open our hearts, O God, to receive it. Bless each and every one of us here, Lord, according to our needs, and you know that more than anyone else. May your name be lifted up. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. While we were talking about the blessings of the month, I wanted to mention Jean McBride's birthday, but she said everybody wants to remind her of her birthday. She doesn't want to be reminded of. So, no happy birthday, but happy birthday. Thanks be to God for a blessing of life. The scripture here today that we read is from the book of James. Many of you probably know that we had done a study of this book. I think Lisa led that book a couple of years ago. It's a very practical book of practical Christian life. This is a book that talks about our actions are important, not only just faith. And he says that faith without works is dead. I know we are saved by faith and faith only, by the grace of God. That's what we believe. Our works do not save us. No matter how much we do good works, it's always be corrupted by our evil thoughts and desires and selfishness many times. So the Bible teaches us that our good works are like filthy rags in front of God. So no matter how much you clean it up, our actions always have that self-centeredness in us, selfishness behind it. So the works are not the basis of our salvation. Only grace from God through faith, our faith in God, Jesus Christ, who came and died for us. And once we believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we are saved. That's salvation. But when James, an apostle, one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, later wrote this letter to the churches to encourage them, he said, I know faith is the only basis of our salvation, but work is also is important. If you have faith in Jesus Christ and you say that you are a believer, that faith should express itself in your actions, in your life. So if that doesn't express in your actions and lives, that faith is meaningless. He said it is dead. That's what he's saying. And one more thing about James' letter is about also the opposite of what we hear many times in this world about the gospel. We hear about the prosperity gospel and the well-to-do prosperity messages on TV and radio all the time. But the message of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, is based on cross. And the cross that we stand behind, and I have one in front and my back, is not basically a symbol of prosperity. It's a symbol of pain and suffering. You may have to face only one of them. We have to face two of them. So the basic foundation of Christianity is based on the realities of life, that is pain and suffering, even though we have victory over those things because God is with us during our pains and sufferings. So in here, James is talking about, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial is suffering and pain, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love. So when there was a cross that Jesus had to carry, and the third day, when he carried the cross, he was wearing a crown of thorns. But on the Easter day, the resurrection day, he was wearing the crown of victory. So the crown of victory only follows a crown of thorns and pains. We have to go through sometimes our lives of trials and pains to experience the joy of the crown of glory. It's a very difficult thing to perceive and accept, because that's not what we want to hear. We want to hear everything is very well and good. If you go to church and worship God together, you will get rich. You can get a lot of money. God will bless you if you do good things. And a lot of churches or people, mega churches, are preaching those kind of prosperity gospels. But lately I read a report that many of those kind of prosperity mega churches are dying, because the new generation, the Gen Z, get it better than we did. They know it's much better to hear a real life sermon than having the happy-go prosperity gospels. Everything is good and well if you accept God. That's not true though. Here it is, James is actually telling us the reality, that pain is something that we have to deal with in this life, because it's a foreign world that we live here in. But how do we deal with it? We don't want to have pain. Nobody wants to ask for pain, right? But he says that pain is a gift. How is pain is a gift? If I tell you that I have a box of gift free that you can take, many of you will be like interested in at least knowing what it is. You know, it is something that I can use. It's a free gift. Everybody can take one, and I have enough for everybody here. So you will be curious to know what it is. And if I tell them that I have plenty of those things here, that you are always after the service, please come and get one, I'm sure most of you will come and at least check it out. Don't you? Probably would. When you have a free gift, I see those lines all the time in Costco and all those places. You have those free food lines. Even though we are not poor, or we are not lacking any food or anything like that, but we still like to get the free stuff. So when I tell you if there's free gift here, you probably wanted to know if it's something useful for you. And you might want to get one. But if I tell you that, you know, if you might ask you, what is it? Is it something that's usable, or can I take that home with you? And then I might say, Well, it is a gift that is not generally given out that much, but it is the gift of pain. How many of you would like to have one? I don't think I would see anybody who would be interested. And some of you probably would say that, Pastor, you can keep that gift. I already have enough. Right? Everybody has pain and suffering in our lives, and we don't want to ask for more. So pain is a gift according to the scripture, but nobody likes it. Nobody wakes up in the morning to say, please give me pain today, oh God. We don't do that, right? We only pray for good things. That is just reasonable for our prayers, and God knows that. We pray for healing, and we pray for deliverance, and we pray for God to remove difficulties and pains and suffering from our everyday life, which is a good thing to pray for. Honestly, the message of today's sermon is not a very pleasant one. It's a gift of pain and suffering. I cannot make many predictions. I'm not a good predictor of anything because I don't have that kind of vision that many people do. But I can make one prediction for sure, that we will all have suffering and pain. If tomorrow is a reality, there will be some kind of pain that we have to deal with. So we need to understand how to embrace it as people of faith when we have to face pain, grief, and suffering. It is a part of reality. It is part of the very fabric of life. Christian faith is grounded on suffering and pain. And I told you the cross is the symbol that we are following that cross. And Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, you have to deny himself and take up that cross and follow me. That's the kind of life that Jesus is offering you. But even though this pain and trials that we have to suffer and go through in this world, it is not purposeless. Every pain, every hardship, every suffering that we have to go through has a purpose behind it. Because the one God who is with us knows the suffering and pain that we are going through, and he can turn that pain and suffering around and make it a blessing for us and blessing for this world. That is what the promise of the scripture is. So that James here challenges believers to view trials not as disruptions in our life, but as opportunities for pure joy. So joy in the midst of pain, that is what Christian faith is. Even when we are suffering and we are going through pain in our bodies, in our souls, in our spirits, we can have a joy that no one else has, because there is a God who knows what we are going through, and he is with us during that suffering. God does not immediately remove the pain sometimes when you like it that way. But God can take something that we never wanted and use it to produce something desperately need. Believe it or not, there are people who really pray for pain. I don't know about those kind of... There's a disease called, the leprosy, Hansen's disease. Hansen's disease, that's what they call it. I don't think it is around anymore. It's been completely eradicated from the world, I think. It used to be called leprosy, where you will lose the sensation of your body. And you can actually lose parts of your fingers and limbs, and you still don't know you have lost it, bleeding. That's one of them. Those kind of people are praying, God, give me the gift of pain. I need it. And there's another disease also that is born, that we are born with, called congenital lack of pain syndrome. That's a genetic disease that you inherit from your genes. And those children don't have any pain. And in fact, there are thousands of them in this world currently. The parents have to protect them from cuts and bruises because they don't feel the pain. It's not easy for them to be sent to school or anywhere by themselves. And in fact, one of the kids taken to the emergency chewed off her finger. And the parents did not see it until after the finger was cut off, and the girl was still smiling at it. What a terrible thing that is. So there are people who are praying God, to God, to have pain and sensation. Because this pain and suffering in the body have purpose. Because it alerts our mechanism about some kind of a danger. And if we don't have it, we will be in danger and our life will be in danger. So James is saying it is the same thing in our spiritual life also. The pain of our spiritual life, the pain of our souls, not only just the body, the pain of our souls that many of people probably not even see it, have a purpose behind it. And he says that enjoy and embrace that pain with joy in your hearts, because God has a purpose behind it. He knows we are going through that. Why didn't he change it around? We don't know. We know that God is a good God, and we believe that God is good, and he only desires good for us. That's all we know. But why did the pain come to me and me as a person, not him? That's not for me to ask. Maybe I can ask him when I get to heaven, right?
Yeah.
When we see God face to face, we can probably ask him at that time. He may have an answer, I don't know. But as a human being, we don't have that kind of perception to understand the purpose of pain or anything in our life. Turn it around and say, why do you give me all the blessings, God? Do you have an answer? Is it because I am a good person?
No.
No. We never ask that question. We ask the question to God when we go through situations that we don't like. Pain and suffering are realities that God fulfills his purpose through those things. So we have to look at those trials and pains and suffering as part of a blessing from God. Trials can develop a faith that prosperity can never test. So in this letter, James says that, count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you meet these kind of pains of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. That's one of the things about perseverance of our faith. The testing of our faith through pains and sufferings will make us persevere. That whenever everything is against us, and when we seem to be pressed with situations around us that we may want to quit, that is when God gives us the strength not to quit, but to continue trusting him in the midst of our pains. So pain is not a punishment. Sometimes we take it as a punishment from God. It is not a punishment from God. It's a gift from God, if you can believe it. It is a gift from God that God is going to fulfill some purpose through you and me. So embrace it. Embrace it like Job did. When Job was complaining through his suffering, and you know the story of Job, a rich person who lost everything, his family, friends, and everything, and finally he started losing his health. And his even wife wanted to tell him to curse God and die. But he stood firm on his faith. And he said, the God who gave me all these things in the past, he will be with me through these trials and pains. And he did go through that test. And God blessed him abundantly after that, we know that. But it is not the point. The point is that when you are faced with the pain and suffering, how do you respond to it? We need to learn to embrace it with joy. Thank you, God, for the sickness that I have in my life. I know it is painful. I know I have to go through this kind of suffering. But I know there is a God who is greater than this sickness. And he is almighty. And I know I trust in you. And you are with me. And I will not fear any evil. Can we say that as people of God? And also pain gives us the warning system. In our spiritual life, sometimes we need some pains. So that we can restore ourselves. God can restore us back. Or backsliding. Things that we sometimes forget that we do, that God doesn't want us to do. So that is sometimes that becomes painful in our lives, and then we can restore ourselves. God can restore us. And then pain can produce restoration in, and also perseverance. Many times we don't understand, and I don't understand what God is doing, but I am not going to walk away from God no matter what. Just like Paul did. He went through a lot of suffering in his life. And he said, none of these things, even death, can separate me from the love of God in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That is what our testimony should be like. Even in the midst of our pain, even death cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Perseverance and endurance are developed by our testing and our pain and suffering in our lives. We cannot, in our physical exercise, endurance is developed by doing more exercise. So you cannot just, run down a slope and see if you can build up. Climbing the slope is actually more efficient and better to build up endurance. It is just like that. As we go through hardships in our lives, it becomes perseverance. We build perseverance in our lives. And also Paul says that perseverance produces character. Character is who you become when life puts the pressure on you. Perseverance. So pain gives us perseverance, and perseverance builds up character. Character is what you want to be in front of God. That's the person that God wants you to be. Just like a metal undergoing purification by the goldsmith. Gold, when he puts through the fire, it becomes a fluid or a liquid, and then it becomes solidified. So it has to go through that process of heat to purify that metal, to leave all those impurities out. And somewhere I read that how does he know that the gold is pure? When the raw metal is put in the fire, there's a lot of residues and all those things are melted out. But the real pure gold, when it becomes pure, it says that he can see his face in that molten metal clearly. That is when he knows that that gold is pure. That is exactly what we are happening in our lives. When our maker, our goldsmith, looks at us, when we go through that molten state of pain and suffering and we cry out to God, his face will be reflected in our lives. And that's when he knows that here is my son, here is my daughter, faithful, finishing the race faithfully that I wanted him to do or wanted her to do. What a great God we have that we can trust in him. He will be there us through the fire and the fiery furnace. He will never abandon us nor forsake us. So when pain comes, it's natural for us to complain, but don't get stuck in our complaints. But go beyond that and tell God, God, if you are with me, I'm going to take this pain and embrace it, the joy. Give me your joy and peace. That's all I need. Then I can endure this pain and suffering. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be comforted by the Holy Spirit in our times of trials. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 377. It is Well With My Soul. If you are able, please stand. It's also on the screen. Please stand if you are able.
When peace like a water. glorious thought. My sin nothing part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, is the day when my faith shall be signed. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well.
People of God, I don't know what you may be going through in your lives, but you may be going through something today that you would never have chosen. You have prayed to God to remove it, and perhaps He will or He will not. But remember, He is a good God, and He desires only good for us, and He will be there with you in that pain and suffering. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.